This is KNKX. Since being elected in November, Pierce County Sheriff Ed Troyer has faced mounting scrutiny. He called the police on a black newspaper carrier, an incident the state attorney general is now investigating. And that encounter has prompted a lawsuit and two federal civil rights complaints. Troyer has also been criticized for his role in the investigation of the police killing of Manuel Ellis. Now, KNKX has obtained records detailing two internal affairs investigations that offer insight into Troyer's past professional conduct. South Sound reporter Kari Plogue has been poring over the documents. Kari, what did you find in those records?
So my request returned hundreds of pages of documents, but there were two internal affairs investigations, both from 2015, that stood out. It's important to note that the department ultimately found that Troyer didn't violate any policies. But one of the complaints deals with Troyer driving his county-issued vehicle to a Tacoma bar and concealing it from view. He drank a few beers, went to another bar with his wife and some friends and had a couple of cocktails. Then he went home for a bit, and his wife drove him to the first bar to pick up his car between 1 and 2 a.m., so it was a few hours after he had left it there. The other complaint was from the cousin of a mentally ill man who had died after sheriff's deputies had beat him the year before the complaint was filed. That cousin had sent Troyer a Facebook message telling him that those deputies involved should have gone to jail. In response, Troyer told the man who was a security guard that he was going to tell the cops he worked with about his comment and include his picture. The man said that he was afraid for his job and feared that he would be harassed by other law enforcement officers. Troyer has stressed in an email to me this week that he's never had a founded or sustained complaint against him in the 36 years he's been with the department.
After looking through all of the documents, what stuck out to you?
The sheriff at the time, Paul Pastor, actually documented some formal counseling that he did with Troyer on the optics of him driving to the bar and consuming alcohol. Troyer agreed with the sheriff at the time and reiterated to me in an email this week that he agreed with him as well. He even admitted to investigators at the time that he had parked his vehicle away from view because he didn't want it to look like he was, quote, driving around going to bars. Another detail that didn't prompt any further investigation from the department was Troyer telling investigators that his wife drove him to crime scenes two or three times after he had been drinking. In one instance, he said that he had gone to the scene of a homicide after having four or five drinks in the hours leading up to going to the scene, and he had notified the scene commander at the time, which is backed up in the records that I obtained. And then as far as the complaint about the threatening message, Troyer said that he thought he was the victim of the threat. He told investigators at the time, quote, "If I'm going to choose a side, I choose our side."
As you mentioned, the investigations did not result in any disciplinary action, but why are they still relevant, and what does it mean now that Troyer is sheriff rather than just an employee of the department?
Troyer is under fire for following that newspaper carrier through his neighborhood and calling dozens of cops to the scene because he said he was the one who felt threatened. The incident with the Facebook messages, which, you know, is admittedly less severe, has a lot of similarities with that incident back in January. The documents I reviewed regarding Troyer driving his county vehicle to the bar were filled with inconsistencies, even within his own account of what happened. That's similar also to what happened with the incident with the newspaper carrier. Troyer also has received criticism for inconsistencies in his remarks about the death of Manuel Ellis in Tacoma. The charging documents that were released by the state attorney general show that it contradicts what Troyer said happened that night. And I see these incidents as parallels to the behavior he's being criticized for now as sheriff. He's the county's top law enforcement officer. And even back when he was doing that formal counseling with his predecessor, he acknowledged that he had a higher profile then, which is even higher now.
All right, Kari, thanks so much.
Thank you.